The stone marker here tells a far-ranging story. This is where George Jones was born in 1811, a mile east of the East Pulteney Green. His father ran a woolen mill on the Pulteney River, one of the few to survive the flood of 1811. By the 1820s, George Jones was supporting himself through work in the general store of Amos Bliss, who also owned the Northern Spectator newspaper, where Horace Greeley worked. Jones and Greeley became lifelong friends and good-natured rivals as journalists. Jones left Pulteney in 1833 and worked in banking, book publishing, and the newspaper business. Greeley employed Jones in the business office of the New York Tribune, and it's there that Jones met Henry Raymond. These two would join together to found the New York Times in 1851. Nearly 20 years later, upon Raymond's death, Jones became the editor of the Times. The paper gained fame in 1870 by exposing the political corruption of Boss Tweed. The Times uncovered evidence that the Tammany Hall boss was diverting public funds for personal use. The Times launched an editorial attack on Tweed and his accomplices and persisted in the attacks despite the loss of advertising income from the city of New York and lack of editorial support from other papers. The effort ultimately led to the defeat of Tammany Hall and demonstrated the value of an independent press. Jones is remembered locally with the George Jones Award, presented by Green Mountain College's Welsh Heritage Program to prominent Americans of Welsh descent. Continue west on Highway 140. After you pass the cemetery on the hill and the red shell of the old cheese factory, make a sharp right turn on Town Hill Road.